Now, with an aging population out there, we'd be remiss if we didn't include our carnosine. And carnosine, of course, is produced by beneficial bacteria. And this guy doesn't even taste bad, so we sell it as a powder. And, of course, carnosine, the levels that we produce decline with age. And we can see that there's a decline of 63% from age 10 to age 70. So along the way, we need to interfere to maintain really good carnosine levels. And we know this guy can help rejuvenate the cell and extend the cell's life. It's really great for anti-aging, for the skin, the brain, the nerve, and the muscle. And it also is a player for the mitochondria for its actual fuel, just like CoQ10. It's a very key player in the cell. It tastes good. You can throw it in a drink. You can mix it on food. It's not a foul-tasting thing. And, of course, its big claim to fame is that it can support the body's anti-glycation, or like burn sugar. It stops that hardening and ugly sense of the skin as we age. So it can be a real player here for wrinkles and protection for good brain function.